Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
Discovery's Deadliest Catch returns for its landmark 17th season, premiering Tuesday night, April 20th at 7 p.m. Central Time. This is a year where nothing seems normal. You can watch all the action streaming on Discovery as well. And we're going to check in now with Captain Keith Colburn, who is the skipper of the Wizard Boat. Captain Keith is a first-generation crabber who quickly moved from the deck to the pilot house, proving himself to be the undisputed leader. This all takes place in the Bering Sea during Alaskan crab fishing season. Welcome, Captain Keith.
Hello, Dolly. How are you today?
Fantastic. Fantastic. Thanks for coming on and docking your ship here at the old WGN. Fascinating show. Can you believe 17 seasons already? Have you been on all 17?
I've been on 15 of 17, which is kind of crazy because, you know, literally half of my career as the captain of the Wizard and now owner, I've had a camera in my face. Things have been documented over 15 years, you know, both life and boat and, you know, tragedies and all kinds of things and crazy weather. It's just, I had no idea that something like this would have this kind of an impact and last this long.
Well, the country is just fascinated by this. I mean, your resume, Captain Keith, is pretty darn impressive. You had a very interesting start getting into the crab fishing business. What age did you start?
I started when I was 22. I was actually started really young, working in kitchens and worked my way up to Saucier sous chef in a really nice French restaurant, and was basically a ski bum in my hometown of Lake Tahoe. But, you know, I got to a point where I was kind of getting burnt out, and I didn't know if that was the career path I wanted. So, you know, I finished the ski season up, grabbed a backpack and a tent and one-way ticket, went to Alaska looking to see if I could get on a fishing boat.
You grabbed your tent, and I heard you had $50 in your pocket. What made you want to go to Alaska?
Wasn't doing so good. And landed in a snowstorm to boot.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you probably know the Bering Sea better than anybody else, including the crabs, would you say? What is the official crabbing season?
Official crabbing season starts October 15th. Now, they all open on the 15th, but for market considerations, we fish our king crab first, and that's in the month of, you know, from October until into November. You know, if we have a Baradive fishery, we fish that right afterwards, and that's like basically a Baradive is like the crusty old bigger uncle of a Pelio. And then a Pelio, the market has always been generated basically in early January all the way until, you know, it can be as long as May. And a lot of that's for biological reasons, you know, the crab molt, they mate, they molt, and then they have to reproduce their shell first before they start getting their infill, their meat back. So in order to get the best product to market and for, you know, biological reasons, we fish in the winter and, you know, October's king crab and January is Pelio.
And then when does the season sort of wrap up? Are you back on land or are you just on land temporarily making these calls with me? When does it end?
No. My boat landed in Seattle about 10 days ago. Finished up a really good season for us. I wasn't up there the whole time. My brother ran the boat for me part of the time, but you know, the crew was there from the 27th of December until just 10 days ago.
Wow.
So it was a long haul for the boys.
So you said you had a pretty good season. What determines a good season? How are our king crabs doing? Do we have any, do we have an abundance of them or a shortage? I know we'll dive into a little bit later in the next half part of our interview, a little bit about the season and some of the challenges that you were facing. But overall, how was the crab season?
Well, overall, because we didn't have a survey because of COVID last year, they were super conservative on the numbers, working from, you know, length-based analysis and all these other kinds of things they use to determine what we're going to get. So The king crab season is actually the smallest one we've had in like 25 years. So very stressful, small biomass. But the fleet caught the crab. It was in really good condition. We got a good price for it, just not enough of it. Now, Pelio was different. Pelio is making a comeback. And so we had over a 30% increase in our Pelio fishery, which really, you know, helped us with the drop in the king crab stocks. And the Pelio fishery, again, looks very healthy. You know, I would gauge a good season at, I don't know, 1.7 million pounds of the Pelio crab caught.
Wow. Wow.
$4 a pound. That's not a bad season.
That's not bad. No. Do you think our king crab prices are going to go up in Chicago, would you say?
If you're buying U.S. king crab in this last, you know, because all of that crab is probably already off the market because it was caught last October, the prices were definitely at a premium. You know, I mean, there's still an influx of Russian crab that people aren't aware of. It's king crab. It's not nearly the same quality levels. So, I mean, if you ever eat some king crab and you're like sort of ho-hum about it, it came from Russia. It didn't come from the U.S. You know, we'll wait and see next year how king crab looks. But, you know, when there's a, you know, supply and demand, if there's not a lot of supply and there's a lot of demand, then, you know, pricing does go up. But, you know, anybody that's had some, you know, Bering Sea Alaska king crab will realize after they've had it, mm-hmm. and especially if they watch the show, it's worth every penny.
Mm-hmm. I imagine one would need a great deal of knowledge and confidence being the skipper. Do you feel like you always have something to prove to yourself amongst the other captains or perhaps your own crew because you're a first-generation crabber? Is that...
You know, yes. I have established myself as a very good fisherman in the Bering Sea. I'm not going to go into the resume because it would bore you because it's all pretty much number one finishes.
But, not bored at all with that. I'm just amazed. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. But the thing is, you know, every year there's competition amongst the boats. There's competition out there for a number of things, whether it's delivery dates or catching the crab or whatever. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's you're competing against yourself. You know, you want to do better than the last season. You want to try and find a way to have a better trip than the last trip. You want to try and set yourself up for the next trip to be a better first pick than the last one. So you're constantly pushing yourself to do better. I mean, and at least that's how I am. You know, and I know when the day comes when I start getting lackadaisical and ho-hum about it, then I'll know it's time to step aside and give the boat to my brother. But I'm nowhere near that point now.
All right. Well, time for a quick break. We got to step aside a moment, Captain Keith. More with Captain Keith Culburn from Discovery's Deadliest Catch coming up next on 720 WGN. It's Dolly McCarthy in for Dave Plyer on 720 WGN. We are talking with Discovery's Deadliest Catch, Captain Keith Culburn. Captain Keith, they don't call this show the Deadliest Catch for nothing. It truly is very dangerous. You must have had at least a dozen near-death experiences. Anything you care to share?
You know, I've been fortunate. There have been times where let's just say, very uneasy. And to be nervous would be an understatement. But, you know, I'm on one of the bigger boats in the fleet. It's very seaworthy. And it's gotten me through things that a lot of boats couldn't make it through. But, you know, there are those times, you know, more than myself, it's the crew. You know, those are the guys out on the front lines. They're the ones that are exposed to the weather. They're the ones that I have to keep an eye on to make sure I keep that weather off of them. And sometimes you just can't do that. Sometimes you'll take the freak wave. Sometimes you'll take something from, you know, an odd wave comes in on the side that you don't see coming. And so it's more real close calls with the crew than I would say with myself and the boat. So I've been fortunate. I'm really proud of my safety record. I try to maintain that at all costs. I mean, that is, you know, you see the placard safety first everywhere. And pretty soon it just becomes a billboard you drive by every day and you forget about it. But in the Bering Sea, if that's your number one consideration, you're going to have a chance to succeed. And don't ever forget about it.
Mm-hmm. How many on the crew? And I imagine you guys...
Most crews run six guys, five on deck, one in the wheelhouse. I run with eight because it's a bigger boat. It's a Coast Guard licensed boat. So I run with eight guys where we never stop fishing. A lot of boats will shut down, they'll jog. My boat works 24/7 every single day.
Yeah. Oh, I've seen the shows where you guys are up 20, 24 hours straight. How do you do it? How do they keep doing that with, and the strength they need to, you know, handle the waves coming in, the 40-foot waves, the big crates of crab coming in. I mean, that could hit you in the head and you could be out. How do you guys keep it up?
Well, you know, my guys average about 4 hours of sleep a day. And I think, you know, as long as they're on a clock where they're sleeping the same time every day, and it's not an odd sleep schedule, then they can get it. Bodies can be programmed to work on that little amount of sleep. But, you know, it's also, you got to get the guys dry. You got to get them warm. You got to keep them fed. You know, these guys need like 5,000-6,000 calories a day because that's what they're burning, running up and down the deck, running bait, doing everything. It's amazing. It's like basically double days in football, but for 18 to 20 hours straight instead of like 2 hours.
Wow.
So it's incredibly demanding. It's a brute force fishery that takes a lot of strength and a lot of stamina.
Mm-hmm. Season 17, I'm told it was a really challenging season, obviously, for obvious reasons here, the pandemic. Half the crab boats were stuck in Seattle. You had 40-foot waves, and the government imposed lockdowns, which you said affected the how you hunted the crab, no crab survey. So, in other words, you were basically fishing blindly in the Bering Sea.
Well, with the pandemic, they did not do a survey, so they had to rely on, you know, and they have years and years and years of data that they use to formulate the quota from year to year. So they were able to do that, but they were super conservative in their numbers just because they didn't have a current survey. But we use that survey because they give us the where the biomasses are located. So this year we didn't have that little spray chart of where the hot spots were prior to the season. So, you know, it was a matter of relying on intuition, a lot of old data and a lot of old science that I use every year, trying to extrapolate out, you know, basically trends from year to year. You know, 1989 might be real similar to 2006, you know, with water temperatures and everything else. So it was just trying to kind of estimate based on last year's stuff, projecting what it could be this year, and then going back to past years and trying to pinpoint where those little critters might be hiding.
Those little critters. Hey, have you ever been snapped by one of those critters? What does it feel like?
Oh, yeah, I've been pinched before. In fact, at one point, so Baradai, which are a very large apelio, have really sharp, pointy pinchers. And I'll go out on deck periodically as a captain, just as a quality control check to see what the crab looks like. Uh-huh. You know, how things are going. And one time I was out on deck and was sorting the crab barehanded, and one of them grabbed me on the finger. And, you know, of course, first thing you want to do is flinch and start shaking your hand and scream. But, you know, being the captain, there's no way I'm going to let the guy see any weakness. So I just sat there and just kept sorting with one hand until the pain subsided. And when I got back into the wheelhouse, I realized that it had sliced right through my right index finger, almost all the way down to the bone.
Oh.
And that's a Baradai.
Oh.
You know, a king crab is something you don't want to get pinched by. I mean, they are really strong. You've got claws as big as your hand. And, you know, they can do some serious damage.
Yeah.
But fortunately, king crab are really slow.
What is considered the mother load? How many millions of pound of crab would be, you know, a good payday for you?
Well, based on our quota this year, this is about as good as any boat in the fleet did. You know, substantially better than the votes on the show. But it's all relative. You know, if you have a 10 million pound quota, 200,000 pounds might be great. If you got a 2.5 million pound quota like we did for king crab this year, if you can get 75,000 pounds, you're having a good season. You know, same thing with the pelio. If you've got a 30 million pound quota, you know, you hope to be catching maybe 700,000 to a million pounds. And, you know, if it's a little bit higher, hopefully more. So, you know, it just depends on how much of the actual catch is out there for us from year to year as to what dictates a good season. But, you know, if you can double the competition, you're doing pretty good.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Do you have family, Captain Keith, kids, anyone following in your footsteps?
I have a son and a daughter. Daughter's working to become an attorney, and she's in pre-law. And my son is a finance major and working in ad sales at this time. And he's been up there. He's worked with me on deck. He's worked up there in the summer fishing salmon. He's more than capable of doing the job. But, you know, he wants to choose his own career path. And, mm-hmm. you know, I'm completely on board to have him choose whatever path he wants, you know, as long as he's aggressive and productive and, you know, and confident in what he's trying to do. Then, you know, I'm going to support whatever decision he wants to make.
Can't wait to watch the season premiere Tuesday, April 20th. Guys, set your clocks, 7 p.m. on Discovery. The show is called The Deadliest Catch. Thank you, Captain Keith Colburn, for joining us. Be safe out there. Coming up next,
news. Be safe, and you stay safe, too, and eat crab.
We will.